You're listening to All Things Considered on WPSU. I'm Craig Johnson. Pennsylvania's 9th U.S. House District is the most reliably Republican in the state, according to the Cook Political Report. So it might be a surprise that there's a competitive race taking place in the 9th right now. WPSU's Emily Reddy explains why that is.
A Republican has held the 9th district since 1939, and that's unlikely to change this election. But when voters in South Central Pennsylvania go to the polls, they will have a choice. They can darken the bubble next to Republican incumbent Bill Schuster's name, or they can vote for the man listed as the Democrat, Art Halverson. Thanks to a write-in campaign in the primaries, Halverson is running as a Democrat. But in reality, he's a Tea Party Republican.
Oh, it's very uncommon. I mean, it's virtually unheard of.
Terry Madonna is director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College. He thinks it'll be tough for Halverson to win running as a Democrat in an overwhelmingly Republican district. He'd have to somehow let voters know he's really a Republican and actually more conservative than Schuster.
He has to make them know that, but he doesn't want the Democrats to know that. He wants the Democratic votes. And then he wants to add the Republican, disaffected Republican votes to that and hope the combination of that proves decisive.
To complicate things even further, there's also a real Democrat named Adam Sedlock running a write-in campaign. Halverson lost to Schuster in the Republican primaries by just 1%, around 1,200 votes. But he got more Democratic write-in votes in the primary than Sedlock. In an attack ad, the Halverson campaign characterizes Schuster as a corrupt Washington insider who inherited the position from his father, Bud Schuster.
After he resigned, party leaders rigged the installation of his son, Bill Schuster, as our congressman. But the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Bill Schuster collected $100,000 in campaign cash from airline corporations while he dated their lobbyist.
Schuster is dating an airline lobbyist, but says he has a policy in place that she cannot lobby him or his staff. Halverson is touting his 30 years in the Coast Guard and his business chops as reasons to vote for him. He knocks Schuster for giving too much money to the EPA and says states should fix infrastructure instead of the federal government. Schuster is chairman of the House Transportation Committee and says he has experience doing bipartisan infrastructure projects on a budget.
So I was able to reach across the aisle, craft legislation that was fiscally responsible, that was reform-driven, and did not give back an ounce of congressional authority to the executive branch. And that's one of the big problems we face in this country. Congress has been too willing to give its power to the executive branch.
Schuster's spot at the top of the House Transportation Committee is a key reason the Johnstown Tribune Democrat cites for endorsing him for re-election. Schuster says Halverson has been spreading misinformation about him. Last year, Schuster voted to give President Obama the authority to negotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. It's also known as Fast Track Authority. Schuster has since come out against the TPP, but Halverson's been using it against him, as he does in this debate, where Schuster might remind you of a certain presidential candidate.
It's very clear Mr. Schuster voted to fast track Obama trade.
Wrong.
The TPP. No, it's a matter of public and congressional
Wrong.
Record. You can look it
Please
up.
Please let him answer.
Please not be childish, Mr. Schuster. That's embarrassing.
The race has turned ugly outside of debates, too. Police cited Halverson after a Schuster staffer said Halverson grabbed her tightly by the wrist. Halverson is now suing the staffer for defamation. Both men support Donald Trump for president, and Schuster spoke at a Trump rally in Altoona back in August.
Bill, say something real quick. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Donald, for coming to Central Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. I can tell you on Election Day, the state's going to be won here in Central and Western Pennsylvania because these people are going to get out and vote. And the people of Western and Central Pennsylvania have to overcome what goes on down in Philadelphia. The cheating, the what they do, we got to make sure we're doing the job.
Madonna, the political scientist, says even with the current anti-incumbent feeling of the country, Schuster is likely to win, especially with Sedlock siphoning off some of the few real Democrats in the district. Madonna also says if this race sounds strange, that's because it is. And with the general weirdness of this year's election, ultimately, he can't rule out anything. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.